All right, we're getting set for Election Day on November 3rd. A lot of you already studying your ballots and making your decision. St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees has two seats open, and joining us right now is the chairman of the SC4 Board of Trustees, Dr. Nicholas DeGrazia. Nicholas, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on the show.
You have been on the board since 2009 and hoping to stay on for another term. For people who maybe don't know you or don't know much about your background, introduce yourself.
I had the opportunity to spend 23 years at the University of Detroit. And during that time, I was to start a full-time faculty member in the business school. And then I moved on to dean of the graduate school and director of research and grants at the U of D. And then my last 10 years there, I was in the position of vice president for finance and operations, which included a myriad of topics, including the obvious budgeting, accounting, treasury functions. But I was also responsible for physical plant, safety, the NCAA athletics, HR, et cetera, basically all of the operational divisions of the college. So, and during that time, this was back in the 80s, the college was under an amazing amount of stress. Enrollment was going down almost every year, and it was a very challenging environment. So I learned a lot about how to be fiscally responsible and how to help steer a college through difficult waters. So fortunately, I've not had to use those draconian measures here at the college because the college has been very fiscally responsible for many, many years. And the even with this pandemic, we've lost some enrollment, but it's stabilized. And so, given the current conditions, the college is really in great shape at the moment.
What is your vision for the future of SC4?
Well, we want to continue to stabilize. We'd love to see a little more enrollment. We obviously lost some students because of the pandemic. We'd like to get those folks to come back. We would like to obviously maintain the financial sustainability that we have, and we're always the antenna is always up high looking for what's the next academic area or the next discipline that we should be offering. We've obviously made a number of established a number of new programs in the health sciences, which has turned out to be wonderful for the community and obviously for the students. So we're always looking for kind of the next big thing to come down the pike that we should provide for the members of our community.
And what do you think that might be? We've already heard from other candidates that have suggested perhaps manufacturing skilled trades. We certainly hear a lot of need for more people in skilled trades.
Those are the primary issues. Skilled trades, some form of technology, I'm sure is on the horizon. There may be more that we can do in the health sciences. So I think those would be the primary areas.
I want to talk a little bit about faculty, about instructors, because we've also heard from other candidates saying that they would like to see, maybe a better relationship between administration and faculty at SC4. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you can always take steps to improve relationships with all employees on the campus. I think the relationship during this pandemic has been excellent. There was a great deal of coming together, if you will, on the part of faculty and staff and administration to work through the challenges provided by the pandemic. And that was wonderful to see that. But going forward, sure, there's always ways that relationships can be improved. It's just something that you need to continually work at.
What's the biggest challenge facing the community college in the next few years?
biggest challenge, I think it's going to be the enrollment stabilization. We don't need to increase the numbers just to increase the numbers, but we want to make sure we're doing the best job we can to provide the best educational services to the members of the community.
And, Nicholas, why should people reelect you to the St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees on November 3rd?
Well, what I bring to the table is experience. The 20-some years at the University of Detroit was a significant educational experience for me, particularly when I got into the vice president's role. The challenge of, how do you run a college and meet the needs of academic excellence and fiscal responsibility. So it was a great learning experience, and that's why I ran for the board back in 2009. I wanted to share those experiences.
Nicholas, good luck on November 3rd. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right,
have a great day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.